So this is Nisringa Chaturdasi 2009 in Radhakund.
And we're saying that Nisringadeva appeared from a pillar. Everybody says, well, so what? Everybody knows that. And he appeared to save Prahlad. But the point is that Krishna can appear at any, from any anywhere to save his devotee. We're all Prahlad-like, or Prahlad Praya. Prahlad Praya means almost Prahlad, right? Because Prahlad, as we see, and he in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita and other discussions of pure bhakti, bhakti begins there. Bhakti which we are striving for. The bhakti that we want as devotees is this, of course, Prema Bhakti. So Prema Bhakti begins there with Shantaras. That's Prem. You can say that's baby Prem. That's Prem in the womb. The baby in the womb is also a baby, but he's not too active. So baby Prem is the beginning. So Prahlad is the beginning. You can see here, there's a chart here. It talks about different levels of Prem. It says gradations of pure bhakti. There's a pyramid. top of the pyramid says Brajvasis. Brajvasis means Gopi Prem, Sakya Prem, and Vatsalya Prem. So the topmost Prem is Madhurya Prem, Braja Madhurya, Braja Madhuri. And this Prem is exemplified by the Braja Gopis, the damsels of Vrindavan, as Prabhupada would say. And that's there on the top in that triangle, the Brajvasis. Top of the Brajvasis is Madhurya Premis, Premi Bhaktas, the Gopis, especially Srimati Radhika. And then below them is Mother Yashoda Nanda Baba, there in Vatsalya Prem. Parents, Vatsalya, and below them are Sridham, Subal, and Sakya. So they're in the top of the triangle. And right below them is what's called Prematura, Prem Atura Bhakta. They're Premis, but they're Prematura. They're not. That level is Uddhav. Uddhav is in that level. So Uddhav is on the border between the gopis. And it says, he directly lives with Krishna and he's a messenger to the gopis. Ramargit. And then below, another Prema Bhaktas are the Pandavas, intimate friends and relatives of Krishna. Krishna's mother and uncle and cousins and grandfather and all these family, Parivar, his relatives, the Pandavas, Yudhisthira and Kunti and Draupadi, and even Draupadi's nickname was Krishna. She so much loved her cousin. I think it was her cousin. So she's, the Pandavas are Premapara Bhaktas. And below them is Premi Bhakta Hanuman, Dasyarati. Dasyarati Hanuman. He's on the level of Dasya Bhava. Shuddha Dasya. Pure Dasya. Kim Karomi. Ainanda Tanacha Kinkaram. Kinkaram. Of course, we want to be Kinkaris. Radha's Kinkari. Radha Kinkari. Radha's Palyadasis. Protected maidservants of Srimati Radhika. But that's also Dasya Bhava. It's Dasya Bhava. That's the foundation, that's the background, but it's expressed through the Bhava of Madhurya, Braja Madhurya, Parakiya Bhava. This is the Bhava, the background is this Dasya Bhava. And then he serves Ram in Dasyaras. And below him is a Shuddha Bhakta, Ambarish, serving all the limbs of devotion. Then you have the Gyani Bhaktas, Gyani or Shanta Bhaktas. So this is the beginning. They say this is the beginning of pure bhakti with Prahlad. He has a whole group with him. Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishma Dev, Shukadev Goswami, Aishwarya Gyan. Krishna is perfect. There's no deen to serve him. Then below them, not even in the triangle, because this, all these gradations I read you, Vrijbhas, let's say from the lowest, Shanta Bhaktas, then Dasya Bhaktas, Shuddha Bhaktas like Ambarish, and then Dasya Bhaktas of a higher category, Premi Bhaktas Hanuman, Premapara Pandavas, Prematura Uddhav, and then the Rishvasis. They're the topmost, and Braja Prem. But the bottom, not even in the triangle, is not considered even pure bhakti. The beginning of pure bhakti is Prahlad. That's why he's our exemplar. Prahlad Maharaj is our exemplar. What do you say? We say Bhakta Prahlad. Bhakta, he's. And Prabhupada gave so many lectures. What to speak of Mahaprabhu? Mahaprabhu is Rasaraj Mahabhav. He's Rasaraj Sri Krishna, Mahabhav Surupini Radha. He's absorbed in Divyonmad Mahabhav, Madanakya, Madanakya, and grinding his face in the walls of the Gambira and climbing the walls of the Singhadwara and collapsing among the cows, and they're licking his body and contorting his body into a turtle out of intense separation and madness from Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. And then he goes to Tota Gopinath and he sits down with Gadadhar Pandit. And what does he listen to? Gadadhar, please tell me Rasalila, Venugit. What does he say? No, please tell me Prahlad Charitra. Please tell me Dhruva Charitra. Okay, I'll tell you once and I'll tell you Rasalila. No, I want to hear again. Okay, I told you twice. Now I'll tell you Rasalila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard 100 times. And that's a lot, because let's think about it. Let's use logic here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyasa at 24 years old. He traveled the length and breadth of India for 6 years, although his basic headquarters was Puri, touch and go. So for 6 years he was traveling, so then he's 18 years. So 18 years he was in Puri with all his devotees, correct? So 18 years into 100 times hearing Dhruva Charitra. So that means 5 times a year, right? 18 years, 100 times, 5 or 6 times a year. So 6 times a year, he's hearing the story of Prahlad Maharaj from 7th Canto of Bhagavatam. That means every 2 months, there's 12 months in a year. So every 2 months he's hearing about Prahlad Maharaj. And then it's also told in his biographies and by the Mahajans that Mahaprabhu listened to Dhruva Charitra 100 times. In those 18 years. So that means 6 times a year, the story of Dhruva Maharaj. Now, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj is in the category of pure bhakti, Shanta Bhakti, Shanta Ras. Shanta Bhaktis, they think, yes, Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yasya Shriya. Krishna is all attractive. He has 6 opulences. Sad Aishwarya, Purna. Sad Aishwarya, Purna Bhagavan. Purna Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Yes, he is the most beautiful and attractive. All beauty. And he's the most powerful, all power and strength. He is the most wealthy. And he is the strongest. And he's the most renounced. So these are the 6 opulences. So he has all these things. So he doesn't need me. I don't have to serve him. But he's Bhagavan, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He doesn't need to be fed. He's Atmaram, Aptakam. He's self-satisfied, Aptakam and Atmaram. So he doesn't need to be fed. And he doesn't have to be spanked. He doesn't have to be scolded or chastised or chased or bound or tied up. Don't have to pull his ear. Don't have to do anything. So that's a Shanta Bhakta. That's Prahlad Maharaj. And he's with Shukadev and who else is there with him? Bhishma Dev. Gyanis. It's all described in, of course, Priyad Bhagavatamrita, Vasanatha Goswami. But outside the triangle, or outside this pyramidal structure of pure bhakti, we have a group of devotees called Sakama. Sakama and Karma Mishra Bhaktas. Sakama means their bhakti is mixed with personal desire. Okay, God, a little for you and a lot for me. Okay, I did a little austerity for 6 months. I held my breath. I stood on my toes. Now look, here's the deal. I want this huge kingdom bigger than my father's. And this is Dhruva Maharaj. So Dhruva Maharaj, he's there. He's Sakama. Sakama Bhaktis like Dhruva Maharaj and Kardava Muni do not come under the strict definition of pure bhakti because their bhakti is mixed with material desires or desires for self-gain. This is a very interesting chart here. So Bhakta Prahlad and Dhruva, it's very interesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is listening to the story. But we can discuss more. But one point, I just wanted to mention it. Is that we have some simple facts here that we have Bhakta Prahlad. He's the beginning of devotion, and he's Shanta because he's remembering the Lord, but he's not serving him. It's like someone might they get married and then the husband says, "Wife, I want you to do some service." No, I'm remembering you from the time you go to work to the time you come home and till the time I take rest. Actually, I'm always thinking of you. I'm remembering you. That's very nice. Can you cook some food? No, I can't cook any food. So, can you do any kind of service? You say, no, because they're busy remembering. So this is Shanta Ras. This is Shanta. So Prahlad, his perfection was Smaranam. different devotees attain perfection in different ways. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Now, Shravanam, of course, is Parikshit. And Kirtanam is Shukadev, right? And then Smaranam is Prahlad. So he was always remembering Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. But did he do any service? No. He's always remembering. And that's all explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how he's glorified by Narada. Oh, you're the greatest devotee, Prahlad, because you've got all the mercy. You really got the mercy of the Lord. The Lord himself came and appeared to save you. And then Prahlad has his head down. Okay, you say I got so much mercy. He came. He came, but how long did he stay? He stayed a second, did his work, and left. Like the policeman comes, hits the gunda on the head, and goes. But do I have any relationship with the policeman? No, he did his work and went. He did his work. Parichanaya sadhanam, vinashaya tuduskritam. So he okay, I'm a sadhu, he saved me. Parichanaya sadhanam, vinashaya tuduskritam. And duskriti, my father's a duskriti, bad guy. He killed him. Okay, knock off his soldiers and friends. And then take a few prayers, and I'm out of here, bye. That was it. Hey, where's Nisringa? Well, I don't know, he came and went. I never served him. If you want to know who got the, you want to know someone who got the mercy? You know, I'm a human being. I'm born in a Kshatriya family, okay, a Rakshas and an Asura family, Aranyakashipu. But do you know who really got the mercy? A monkey. A monkey's better than me. A monkey's better than me. He got the mercy. Oh, who's that monkey? Hanuman. Because he's serving Ram with his tail, with his back. Ram sat on his back. His tail is a parasol. He makes an umbrella out of his tail to shield the Lord. He carried with his hand and he flew through the sky and carried medicine for the Lord, for Lakshman. And he threw so many boulders with his arms. And his tail he's serving, his back is serving, his head is always bowed down. And he's always saying, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. His mouth is glorifying. He's a Dasyarathi. So Prahlad was like that. So we're trying to serve the Lord. At least we're trying to remember the Lord. So we can pray to Prahlad for that. Your expertise, Prahlad, is remembrance. I don't remember the Lord at all. And that's the beginning of devotion. Devotion begins with remembrance. You can't serve somebody you don't think about. Like this analogy of the wife. So how will the husband be pleased? The husband will say, "Well, I'm really happy. I'm really, really happy. Then you've been thinking of me all day and remembering me. And it's really, really nice. But my clothes are dirty and all of my other clothes are dirty and I'm really hungry and there's no food and the house is a dirty mess. But, other than that, everything sounds fine." So who will the Lord be more pleased with? Someone who's remembering all day or someone who's serving? Obviously, it's pretty up. Someone's serving. So this is the... Prahlad is teaching us. We pray to Prahlad Maharaj because service is not easy to come to that platform of serving the Lord because we're so much lethargic and lazy and tamasic and we're just absorbed in ourselves, so we don't have much of the idea to serve anybody but to speak of God. We're busy, we're so preoccupied with our own demands. We're preoccupied with our own pushings and demands for our own self-maintenance that we don't have room or time or heart or mind. Room or time or heart or mind to think of someone else or serve someone else. So remembering God is a huge achievement. It's Siddhi itself. It's Siddhi. It's perfection. He attained perfection and devotion. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. He was doing Vishnu, Smaranam. And the Lord saved him. So in this auspicious day, we can say, okay, Prahlad Maharaj, Bhakta Prahlad Ki Jai. Please, I want to ask a blessing. You're a great Vaishnava Mahajan. And he's a Mahajan, right? Swayambhu Narada Shambhu, Prahlado Jantako Bhishmo. And then Bali Maharaj is telling in the sixth canto, he's telling this to Dvadas Mahajans. Mahajan Yena Katha Sapanta. We have to follow the path, the pant, the path of the Mahajans. So remembering the Lord, this is perfection. What does Krishna say in the Gita? Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam Yachit Yachit Yanti Kalevanam. When we throw away this body, give up this body, whatever we remember, that carries us forward. So remembrance is powerful. The power of remembrance can save us from rebirth. Just by remembering the Lord at the time of death, we can go to the Lord. That's the Gita. So we have to pray. We pray to the Lord. This is an opportunity to connect. This is an auspicious day of the devotee and the Lord. Because when it's an auspicious day of the Lord, you can't separate the devotees. Oh, it's Gaur Pranim. Okay. What about Advaitacharya? Is he involved? Oh, yeah, he's involved. And Sachimata, yeah, Sachimata, she has something to do with it. Joining with Mishra. So when it's Gaurapurnima, there's a lot of people, a lot of great personalities to remember and pray to. So this day we pray to Prahlad, please bless me that I can start remembering the Lord. And then I remember the Lord and I can remember you, then maybe if I'm thinking of the Lord, that's the beginning of service. Like I may think, oh, I wonder what Swamiji's doing in Radhakund. Oh, maybe he needs something. Maybe I can get something for him. Oh, let me call him up. Oh, do you need anything from Delhi? Or do you need any service? This or that. So we pray to Prahlad Maharaj, please bless us that my bhakti can begin here. Because we say this is the beginning of bhakti. Remember that triangle we showed in that book, Shalakamrita? The top was Brajaprem, the prem of the gopis and the gopas, the coward boys and the coward girls, damsels of Braj, and Sridham Subal and Balaram, the sukkas. And then the next level, Vatsalya Prem of Yashoda, and the next level of sukkas. That's Brajvasis, top of the pyramid of pure bhakti. But the foundation of the pyramid of pure bhakti, the bottom stone of that pyramid, who was there? Prahlad was there. With Shanta Ras, Bhishma Dev, Prahlad, and Shukadev. This is Shanta, or then above them is Hanuman. So, okay, where are we? Or at least, let's say, where am I? I don't know about we. Let's say, where am I in relation to pure bhakti? Am I at the bottom of the triangle, or I'm not in the triangle? Because there's a triangle. Is there this triangle? This symbol of the triangle in the book represents pure bhakti. Then out of the triangle, below the triangle, in the footnote was, well, there's these other guys, Sakama Bhaktas. Sakama Bhaktas like Dhruva, who wanted a big kingdom like his father's. And then there's these Karma Mishra guys like Brahma. And where are we in relation to this pure bhakti? So we pray to Prahlad Maharaj. Can you stick your hand out of the triangle? Can you extend your hand to me? Because I'm down here in the Sakama Karma Mishra Bhakta. I'm not even in the triangle, this symbolic figure of this triangle representing pure bhakti. At the top of the triangle is the Brijbasis, and that's where we want to go. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was coming to give Gopi Bhav and Braja Prem and Manjari Prem. This is the special gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the top of the triangle. All of our Mahajans and all of our Gurus are Gopis. They're Sakis, Manjaris. Bhakti Sanat is a Manjari. Bhakti is a Manjari. Prabhu is a Manjari. Everyone's a Manjari. This is the Manjari Parampara. There's a letter in a folio where some disciple asked Prabhupada, are all of our Acharyas and our Parampara, are they all Manjaris? And Prabhupada said, for the most part, means the majority. Gaurakishore, Bhaktivinoda, Jagannath Das. But of course, the bhavas are there. The Braj Bhakti is being broadcasted by Mahaprabhu, so one can be in Sakya Rati, be a coward boy, or even a rare soul, maybe in Vatsalya Rati, become Tadatmika, or one with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Bhava, and live in this place and read their Leelas. It's there, the possibility is there. And they can find nourishment. There are mentions in Nectar Devotion, there's parental, Vatsalya Brain is mentioned, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So we pray to Prahlad, please bless me, I can remember the Lord. And if I'm remembering the Lord, there's a chance I can enter the realm of pure bhakti. Because pure bhakti begins with remembering the Lord. And we can't remember somebody you don't know. So therefore, sambandhagyan. Sambandhagyan means to collect knowledge about the Lord and about ourselves and about our relationship. Knowledge, nam tattva, knowledge of the Lord's name. Guna tattva, knowledge of his qualities. And rupa tattva, knowledge of his form. Beautiful form. And it's different forms. It's Garanga form, it's Krishna form, the Ram form. But maybe more specifically, if you're attracted to one form, all the knowledge of that form. What he likes, what he doesn't like, who his friends are. His form and the extensions of his form. His friends, his animals, his pets, his clothes, his flutes. His three kinds of flutes and his clothes and his Pitambara Dodi and his peacock and his pets and his best friends and Sridham and Subal and his family members. That's all rupam, rupyan. This is knowledge of the form. Then with all these things together, the knowledge of his name, knowledge of his qualities, knowledge of his form, when that's put all together, then you have lila, the knowledge of his lila. So all this comes under the category of sambandhagyan. Then when that comes more in place, then we can talk about smaranam, talk about remembrance. Prahlad Maharaj was a tattva jnani. Jnani nas tattva darshana.
Gyaninas Tattva Darshana, Tattva Darshan. He was having darshan of the Tattva. He was Vishnu realized, Vishnu Vigyani. Vishnu Vigyani. You can't remember someone you don't know. Remember someone you don't know. Remember someone you never met, never saw. Not sure. Well, that means me. I never met me, I never saw me, I don't know me, so I'll try to remember me. Because most people don't know who they are, who the hell they are. But Prahlad, that's why he's called Gyani Bhakta. He's called Gyani Bhakta, because he knows. Gyani means Tattva Darshan, Tattva Gyani. He knows Vishnu. He knows his Saleshwarya Purna. And that's what he was preaching to his schoolmates. He was preaching the Tattva Gyan.
Can we say that was service, preaching to his school friends?
Yeah, it's seva, but he was just thinking he was... But seva, I mean, preaching means to engage people in active service. So he was preaching and filling them with the possibility to do service. And his preaching was a dissemination of Gyan. Because Vigyan would have been serving. Because he was preaching, but he wasn't preaching due service. So he was a distributor of the Gyan, of the Bhakti Gyan, but not the Bhakti Vigyan, because Bhakti Vigyan will be seva, the Dasya Bhakti. Because he didn't say, everyone should cook for the Lord. So, this question is brought up by the Mahajan, the Acharyas. Obviously, preaching is service, and because we're preaching Nam Gun Rupa Lila of the Lord, and Braj Bhakti, and the Prayojan, Aradya Bhagavan Braja Shatana Yos Sri Dham Vrindavanam, that our Aradya is Brajendranandan, and Sri Dham Vrindavan is our goal, and Ram Yakacheta Upasana Braja Buddha Vir Sakalpita. You know, the worship, the Rami Upasana means the most pleasurable, satisfying worship of the gopis of Braj. These are our exemplars. These are the gurus of prema. These are the prem gurus, the gopis. And Krishna himself is saying, Ami prema, Ami shishye. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is saying, Radharani, I am your shishya, you are my prem guru. So this is the... Prahlad was giving knowledge. He was giving sambandha, so they could start remembering, and if they were fortunate, maybe meet Narada Muni or somehow get engaged in service. Preaching is service because we're preaching people they should serve Krishna. Should surrender and render service to Krishna. Hear, chant, remember, serve. And actively in all the different services. So he was giving classes on... He was engaging them in chanting, so you can also say that's service, chanting. Namrukuna. But generally he's category Sanatana Goswami, everyone's saying he wasn't doing service. He himself is speaking Brihad Bhavatamrita. I never served the Lord. He's saying, Prahlad is saying, I never served the Lord. I remembered him. And I just remember when he came and saved me. What service I did? So apparently somehow the way his preaching was just it's a little hard to understand, but I'm just repeating what he himself is saying in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And what can I say? I can't, I'm speculate on the situation. I can repeat what the acharyas are saying. Service begins with Hanuman. Hanuman wasn't preaching. I just see. Or he was preaching by his service. Hanuman was just serving. Like we have these great souls like Jayananda, who was quite a good friend of your father's. And I also met him in 1975. I worked on Rath Yatra carts in San Francisco for one month or so directly with Jayananda. As a bhakta, I came from L.A. We all went from L.A. up there. So I joined, and later, a year later, I was transferred to Berkeley, or the old San Francisco temple. So I had more association. Briefly, then he went traveling. So here was a devotee that, of course, he did. He engaged everybody in service. He himself was serving, building carts, fixing engines, doing the basic sensual movements in service. So this is one point, to pray to Prahlad for this remembrance. Because from the beginning to the end, remembrance, on the highest level of Rag Bhakti, Raghunuga Bhakti, is called Manodharma. Manodharma means religion of the mind. Because at this level of Rag Bhakti, then the senses have been engaged sufficiently in previous lives or in this life, so the senses are quite sattvic. They're quite pure, steady, balanced. And the heart is quite pure. So there's a natural rag or attachment to the Lord. There's ruchi. Ruchi, the foundation of Raghunuga Bhakti is ruchi. There's real ruchi. When you begin on a platform of nishtha,
or anartha nivritti, which people can do or they try to do, it's difficult, very difficult. There's too many obstacles, too much vikshepa. Vikshepa means distraction. Try to sit and meditate, don't. Because there's too much inner impurity. It's not forbidden, you can try. But generally, the acharyas will say, when one comes to ruchi, nishcha with some ruchi, some real... And what is ruchi? Ruchi means nandanana janana sundaram kavidam bhajagadisha kamiye. Mahaprabhu is saying, and Bhajan Rahasyam Bhakti was saying, this is ruchi. Okay, so... You know, Nadana, Janana, Sundaram, and I don't have any taste for money or wealth or women or this or that. Well, I don't have a lot. I have little. Or I have a lot. So if you have a little, the less that you have, the more that you can have a chance to actually have some rag. But on that platform, rag bhakti, then the mind is the active element. The mind is the active principle. So then one means smarana, memory. There's five levels of smaranam that's described in Harinam Chintamani. And there's smaranam, there's dhruva, and there's dharanam, and dhruvana smriti and samadhi, like this five levels. So there are sometimes it's described as smarana dasha, then varna dasha, and apana dasha, and then sampati dasha, like this, actually accepting one's and realizing one's sorup. So we need to have powerful Krishna conscious memories at all times. Always think of me, become my devotee. Manmana, this is Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji manamaskaru. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer obeisances unto me. Pratijane priyosime. You become Krishna priya by this process, by remembering. So he became so dear to Krishna. Prahlad was so dear to Krishna because he was always remembering Vishnu, at least Vishnu he's remembering. The Vishnu came as the Nishring Avatar. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Out of the pillar, boink. There he is. Boink. So we are praying to Prahlad for remembrance. Because Prahlad, can I just remember to chant my rounds? Prahlad, please give me the remembrance to chant my 16 rounds or whatever. Prahlad, please give me the remembrance. Can I help me remember the four regular principles? Gee whiz, sometimes I forget. What were they again? What were those four regular principles? You stupid, you promised, you know, 20,000 years ago. And then it follows. Oh yeah, I got a little amnesia there for a while. Excuse me. Yeah, four regular principles. What was it? No magazines, no newspapers? No, wait a minute.
No meat, fish, or eggs.
You know what? But no movies on Saturday night, but Sunday's okay. And, you know, Mangalarti on Tuesday? No. So then, please help me remember these. So this basic remembrance from the very beginning. Or Prahlad, please bless me that I remember that I'm a spirit soul. I mean, that's like a beginning. That's a baseline beginning, right? Aham Brahmasmi. I'm not the body. I'm not a woman. I'm not a man. I'm not young, old, fat, thin, trash can, anything. Any man. I'm pure, Satchitananda, I'm consciousness, I'm a conscious, pure being, a particle of blissful seva, eternal, conscious, blissful particle. Amayavamsho, jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. So just see the point. Prahlad is such a, because we think, this Prahlad Maharaj Nisringadeva, I'm rag bhakti, man. Radhi, radhi, gopi bhav. I chant my Radha Gayatri. I forget about this Prahlad. But the thing is something different, because Prahlad is like, he attains siddhi in smaranam. And is there anyone, whether you're new bhakta or whether you're raganuga bhakta, that doesn't want siddhi in smaranam? This is the thing. Astakaliya lila smaranam. Chobis Ganta Astaka, it's called Swarasiki Upasana. Swarasiki Upasana. So you absorb moment to moment in the Astakali Leela of Radha and Krishna. Remembering the Leelas and different services you'll render there in your Sakhi Parampara.
This is a remembrance. Manodharma, religion of the mind. And everyone is so powerfully absorbed in remembrance of these things. They don't need a little help from somebody. Like if someone has money, he's a person you'll go to get money. Because he has that thing. So Prahlad has, he has this opulence. What is his opulence of Prahlad? Smaranam. Do we want that opulence? Yes. We want to take it to its fullest extent. He was doing Smaranam in a passive way, as a Jnani, as a Shanta. But we don't want Shanta, we don't want Madhurya. Madhurya is body seva of Radharani. Massaging Radharani's feet, brushing her hair, washing her clothes, making a garland, offering her a tambo, carrying her messages, grinding her camphor, cutting betel nut into thin slices, thin flakes so she can make pan for Shamsundar. So many personal services to do to Radharani. But this is all on the platform Smaranam. First, Smarana Bhava. Smarana Bhav. So Prahlad, you have a question, Giridhari? The question is that when we remember, we want to remember the Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela, especially the Leela, which includes Nam, Rup, Gun, of Radha and Krishna. This is Raghunuga Bhakti Prachar, says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Raghunuga Bhakti Prachar, he came to preach Raghunuga Bhakti. It's black and white, it's right there. So that's what we remember, and we're trying as much as we can to absorb ourselves in the Prem Nam of Radha and Krishna and their Prem-filled Leelas. And then not only that, and not be passive in that regard either, to be an observer, but to be a server. Not to be an observer, but to be a server. Don't be an observer, be a server. First observe, then serve. So the question is, what was Prahlad Maharaj remembering? So he was doing Vishnu Smaranam. So he was remembering what he had heard from Narada Muni and what he had heard from other saints that would come to visit his father in the palace and whatnot, because their Puranic stories were always being recited by Shandana Marika. Of course, who is the guru of Haranyakashipu? Maybe Shukracharya, can't really say, but Shukracharya is generally the guru of the demons. Shandana Marika were school teachers, Shandana Marika. So there was various personalities coming to visit, and they always, when they speak the Puranas and tell stories. But Prahlad Maharaj, he was in the womb of his mother, Kayadu, and she was living in the hermitage of Narada Muni. Narada Muni, Bhajan Navina, Radhika Ramana Namani. So during those 9 months in the womb, in the hermitage or ashram of Narada Muni, then Prahlad Maharaj heard the Bhagavad Puran. He heard the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni, and he heard so many Puranas. So there he heard all about Vishnu, and he heard so many exploits there. So he was remembering Vishnu, and they say that he was remembering the other avatars. He was remembering Varaha. Because Varaha, oftentimes when you go to South India, you'll see there are deities of Varaha Nasringa. A very common deity, Varaha Nasringa. That it's one deity with a nose like Varaha, but it's Nasringa. It's two in one. Varaha Nasringa. So the idea is that Prahlad Maharaj, he was remembering the previous avatar of Satyuga. The Varaha avatar first avatar is, okay, mean avatar. Keshavadrita Mihina Sharira. So first avatar is the fish. Second avatar is Keshavadrita Kurama Sharira, is Kurma. And the third avatar is Varaha. And Varaha killed Hiranyaksha. And Hiranyaksha is the older brother of Haranyakashipu. And the fourth avatar is Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadishari Narahari Nishin Bhagavan Ki Jai. So he was remembering Varaha. The answer is who? Prahlad was saying Vishnu Smaranam, Varaha is Vishnu. He was thinking of, because he wasn't thinking of Nisringadeva. He wasn't remembering Nisringadeva because there wasn't any Nisringadeva. Because he's remembering Vishnu. So he's remembering Vishnu in relation to his, who, the one who killed his uncle. So maybe he'll come and kill his father. Don't know exactly the motivation. Probably not that, because when Nisringadeva appeared, he asked Prahlad, what did he want? And he wanted all kinds of good things for his father. He wanted his father to be blessed, and they would bless his father and save all the unfortunate people. And he was so much caring, so many verses in the seventh canto where he doesn't want anything for himself, he wants to benefit all the fallen souls. So this, for us today, is a very nice day to pray to Prahlad. It's an interesting angle of a class on Prahlad Maharaj, being a rather spontaneous outpouring. We didn't have this in mind, but this is something to consider, that he is known and glorified in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as attaining perfection by Vishnu Smaranam. And we also want to attain perfection by Vishnu Smaranam. And Krishna says, anyone who remembers me at the time of death, he attains perfection. And the Puranas, it says, Ante Narayana Smriti. Ante Narayana Smriti. This is the sutra for human life. Ante Narayana Smriti. At the end of life, we should remember Narayan. Narayan, Ram, Krishna, Radha, Gauranga. This is the object of remembrance. You cannot remember them unless we remember throughout the life. And Prahlad was remembering all the time. In school, out of school, in danger, out of danger. At the moment of death, at the moment of life. All the time, Prahlad. Generally, we may think, oh, I'm in trouble. Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Or Davagara Kamalavare. What was he doing? He was remembering God, Vishnu. So we remember Krishna. Is Krishna God? Krishna's God. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Is chanting Hare Krishna enough? Krishna Raki. Amara Raki Krishna Hai. Amara Raki Krishna Hai. Something like that. Krishna is my protector. Krishna Pita, Krishna Mata, Krishna Dana Pran. Krishna is my mother, my father, the wealth of my life. Shraddhavan Janahe, Shraddhavan Janahe. Shraddhavan, one who possesses Shraddha. Do you have faith? Do you believe it? If you have faith, I'm calling you. I'm saying, Shraddhavan Jana, hey, 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 you people. Hey, hey means hey. Hey means hey. Suniye, Suniye, Suniye. Hey means Suniye. Shraddhavan, Bhagavan, Shraddhavan. Bhogyavan. Van means to possess. Vidyavan. Vidvan, Vidvan. Vid is a Sanskrit. Sand is Sanskrit Dhatu. The Sanskrit Dhatu for knowledge is Vid. Vid is a Sanskrit Dhatu. And from Vid comes Veda, knowledge. Shraddhavan Janahe. Hey, Jana. Hey, people. Any people out there believe in God? You have faith? Shraddhavan? Shraddhavan Janahe. Jana means you, people. You people. Hey, people. Human beings. Do you actually believe? And if you believe, then you know that Krishna is my mother, my father, my husband, wife, protector, brother, sister. He's my Rakhi. So this is, our Krishna is our everything. Our mother, our father, our provider, our taskmaster, our lover. This is the important thing. Forget about everything else. We don't care about protectors or providers. We care about lovers. So many people are protected and provided for and starving from love. A lot of people have lots of food in their bellies, so they're well provided for. Heavily endowed. Well provided for. And they're protected by every kind of thing you can imagine. But they're starving. Very interesting. You're 10 kilos overweight and you're starving. Now how do you figure out this paradox? You're 10 kilos overweight and you're starving. As they used to say in America, starving Marvin. Starving Marvin. What are you starving from?
Love.
Love, love, love. What the world needs now is love, love, love. What the world needs now. So the Prem Avatar, Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. Prem Avatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So Prahlad, oh my dear little boy, my dear Prahlad, my sweet boy, you're 5, you're a little kid. I want to take some candy from you. They say stealing candy from a baby. So children are gentle, they're innocent. Bola, Bola, Bolanath, simple, children, Bola Prahlad. Simple Prahlad. So we want to beg this little boy. Beg, bribe, or steal somehow. Listen, my little friend. Oh, Bhakta Prahlad. If I can't remember Krishna, I'm doomed. I'm finished. And I can't remember Krishna. I see in the Gita, Krishna tells me, Sarvasya Chahamrati Sannivishto Matasmritir Gyanam Apoanamcha. Krishna says, from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Smaranam. Apohanam cha. From Krishna comes smaranam. Okay, Krishna give me smaranam. He's not giving me. Krishna's not giving me any smaranam because he's too busy dancing with gopis. Now it's Purnima. I can't even get a hold of him. So remembering Krishna, this is the perfection we want to attain. Prahlad Maharaj is a key player here in this quality that we want to attain, remembrance. So this is a prime day to pray to Bhakta Prahlad. Bhakta Prahlad, there's two things I want from you. One thing is I want the power of memory, because Krishna's too busy with all these leelas, right? So that what I was saying is that Balaram spent 17 years in Mathura, then he went off to Dwarka. He stayed there so many years, and finally he couldn't stay away, and he came here to Vrindavan by himself. He was drawn by the love of the Brijavasis, especially the gopis. And in one sense, he's more soft-hearted than Krishna. Krishna didn't come. But there's another reason for that. So Balaram came, and he stayed 60 days, Chaitra Vaishak Mas, 60 days dancing every night with the gopis. So tonight on Vaishak Purnima, and all these Brijavasis and Rajasthani Bhaktas, they're all doing Giriraj Parikrama, remembering that Leela and seeing the beauty of Giriraj dancing under the moonbeams. To begin with, let us remember. Let us remember Krishna's name. Satatam Kirtiyantamam Itantas Chadridavrita. Always remember Krishna's name. Oh, Prahlad, may we always remember Krishna's name. You were always chanting. You're remembering Krishna's name. You were chanting. So please bless me that I can always remember Krishna's name. And please bless me that I can remember Krishna's, my identity as Krishna's eternal servant. And please bless me that I can always remember my Gurudev. You're always remembering your Gurudev, Narada Muni. And please may I always remember the teachings of my Gurudev, Narada Muni. And may I remember, and please, Prahlad, may I remember Krishna day after day, moment after moment, hour after hour. May I especially remember Krishna at the time of death. But before that time comes, Prahlad, please bless me with that memory, that my memory will take me to the groves of Vrindavan. My memory will transport me to the apricot leela of the Lord. And I will enter the apricot leela of the Lord. In the smaran, in my smaran, I want to go that far. I want to go into the apricot leela of the Lord and serve the Lord, Radhika, Radha Gopinath, in the Rastakale leela. Prahlad Maharaj is such a great Mahajan. He's one of our Mahajans. Mahajans, the nature of Mahajans are very merciful and very kind. They give gifts, they give blessings. Memory power. They write books about it. The Karmis write books about it. Memory power. Power of memory. Increase your memory power in 30 days. I have these kind of books. 16 ways to increase your memory. So these are some nice prayers to Prahlad Maharaj on this auspicious day. And as I mentioned, that we are also harassed by so many Hiranyakashipus. Prahlad Maharaj was really harassed by Hiranyakashipu. He was always trying to kill him in so many different ways. Which means killing Prahlad means killing his bhakti. Killing his pure bhakti. Because he is the beginning, the bottom of the pyramid of pure bhakti. So we have so many Hiranyakashipus chasing us also. And trying to kill our pure bhakti. So we can pray to the Lord, the Supreme Lord, and to Bhakta Prahlad, that he will bless us with remembrance of the Lord, and the Lord will destroy all the Hiranyakashipus within us that are trying to drag us away from the Lord and trying to throw us off of cliffs, trying to poison us, poison our thoughts. They try to throw him off a cliff, they try to poison him with snake bite, or feed him poison, have snake bites. Sometimes we're bitten by the snakes of envy. And so sometimes we want to jump off the deep end into deep maya. And sometimes we're being poked by our own material desires. We're being thrown off the mountaintops of our mundane aspirations. So Hiranyakashipus are trying to kill us in various ways. The Srinidev appeared from a pillar and saved Prahlad. So our Savior is the holy name. So if the Srinidev comes and saves us, well and good. But he's a Naimittik avatar, he comes occasionally. The Namrup avatar in Kali Yuga is Krishna's holy name, and he comes at every moment. Namrup is appearing at every moment, from everywhere. We pray to Prahlad Maharaj that we can always remember Krishna's name. That is our Nrisingadev. Krishna's name is Sarvavatari. Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Nitya Mukta Purna Shuddha. Binatva Namanamano. Krishna's name is Nitya Mukta Purna Shuddha. Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So everything is there in Krishna's name. The Sringadev is there. All the avatars are there. This is Param Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna's name is Krishna. So he's Sarvavatari. Vraha is there, Kurma is there, Nrisingha is there, Buddha is there, Parasurama is there, Rama is there, Balarama is there, Kalki is there. Everyone is there in Krishna. The 24 Narayan forms are there in Krishna. Om sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti mava vajanti mam buddha bhava samanvita. Krishna is the source of everything. Mata sarvam pratharam nanyat kinshid asti dananjayat. Mayi sarvam idam sarvam. Suchimani ganaiva. Everything's strung on Krishna. Krishna's everything's depending on Krishna, just like pearls are strung on a thread. Pearls are hung together on a thread. This whole universe and all creation is hung together, supported by Krishna's energy. Prasya Shakti Vividaya Shriyate. Sabhavaki Gana. Gyana Bala Kriyaja. So we pray to Prahlad, please give me remembrance of Krishna's name. That's all. Everything else I was asking about, I don't need. Give me this one thing. If I have this, then I have Krishna's leelas, I have Krishna's pastimes, I have everything. If I have Krishna's name, I have everything, because everything is Krishna's name. So Prahlad, oh my dear little boy, you're a kind chap. You're a friendly boy. You're Bola. You're a gentle soul. You're a Mahajan. You're a great teacher. You're a teacher. Prahlada Janako Bhishma Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Prahlada Janako Bhishma Kumara Kapilo Manu Bali Vaya Sakirvayam. It's in 6th canto Bhagavatam, all the Mahajans. Bhakti Prahlad Maharaj ki, Nrisingha Bhagavan ki, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.